It's November 8th at our Gulf Coast Research and Education Center in Wamoma. It's actually in the town of Baum, but nobody knows where Baum is. So Wamoma is right next door. And we've been doing this Ag Expo for 11 years. And it's really become one of the premier events for the industry statewide. We now have well over 1,000 people show up for this. And I'm very excited about this year because we have some of the biggest names in our commodity groups that have agreed to come together for a panel discussion, headlined by Mike Stewart, a good friend who's president of the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association. And of course, Mike has been deeply immersed in the NAFTA negotiations that have been going on over the last few months. In fact, when they had their annual convention a few weeks ago, they had it over on Amelia Island. I pulled up at the hotel and Mike was getting into a cab. And he said, have a good meeting. I said, where are you going? It's your meeting. And he said, I'm flying to Ottawa. I got to be part of the NAFTA negotiation. So this discussion should be very interesting. Also on that panel is Kenneth Parker, who's executive director of the Florida Strawberry Growers Association. And he's also been involved in educating policymakers about NAFTA and its impact on the strawberry industry. Reggie Brown is a third panel member. Reggie has been a long-term leader of the tomato industry in Florida. And he's announced his retirement. This is one of his last appearances before his retirement. So it'll be good to see him. And then our last panelist is Dudley Calfee, who is president of the Florida Blueberry Growers Association. So that'll be a featured event at the expo, but we also have some of our researchers speaking. For example, Nathan Boyd is a weed scientist, and he says he can reduce herbicide costs up to 85% for growers. And it's a gadget that he's been working on that somehow only sprays into the holes punched into the plastic sheeting instead of all over the entire bed where so much gets wasted. So there should be a lot of interest in that. And then we have one of our stakeholders, Gary Wisnatsky of Wish Farms, and he has founded a company called Harvest CROO Robotics, and he's going to demonstrate a mechanical strawberry harvester. So both what Nathan and Gary are going to show are potentially game-changing technologies, and that is some of the things that we've come to expect at this annual expo. So again, it's on November 8th at our research station in Wamoma, and you can get more information by going to www.floridaagexpo.com.